With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Just plain wicked weather across much of the country. Blizzard conditions in the upper Midwest, dangerous winds elsewhere, and the threat of severe storms heading east. Heavy snow piled up Sunday, Minnesota and Wisconsin. Forecasters tracking strong winds across the plains, raising concerns about travel and wildfires. The National Weather Service warning the threat of tornadoes starting in the Mid-South going through Monday. In Marshfield, Wisconsin, snowplow driver Aaron Haas says he hasn't seen this kind of a snowstorm and this bad in a long time.
I just did my first driveway, and it took me a long time. It's a very small driveway. Normally doesn't take me very long. But when you have this sheer amount of snow with the drifting, the snow has to go pretty much wherever it can. I'm looking at a pile in front of my truck right now that is as tall as the hood of my, or as tall as the roof of my truck that I stacked.
In the Aloha State, strong winds, heavy rain, and just tough conditions. Maui Mayor Richard Bison.
We continue to need everyone's help. Please stay off the roads unless travel is absolutely necessary. Roadways remain hazardous due to flooding and debris. In Hana, dozens of residents were temporarily cut off due to roads washing out.
Well, the Pentagon is expanding its crackdown on the news media.
News photographers have been banned from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's briefings on the Iran war. The Washington Post reported that Pentagon officials were upset with what they viewed as unflattering pictures of Hegseth, something the Pentagon refuted. Last year, most mainstream news organizations left their Pentagon workspace rather than accept new Trump administration rules that restrict their movements and who they can talk to. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports that Will Graham is getting ready to visit Mississippi.
The grandson of Billy Graham is set to preach the gospel March 21st and 22nd at the Gulf Coast Coliseum in Gulfport. Graham says, quote, "There is a burden to see the gospel proclaimed in this pivotal region. I'm going to share what the Bible has to say and point to the Savior, Jesus Christ." He will be joined at the festival by several contemporary Christian music artists. Some 145 churches throughout the region have come together to organize the event. Michael Harrington reporting.
Wyoming GOP Governor Mark Gordon signing a ban on abortion as soon as an unborn child's heartbeat can be detected, generally about 6 weeks gestation. The signing makes Wyoming the fifth state to ban abortions at that stage of pregnancy, along with the other four, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, and South Carolina. 13 other states ban abortion at all different stages. More on these stories at SRN News. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire says the Democrats are demanding unreasonable compromises to start refunding the Department of Homeland Security.
Making little carve-outs to try and make things slightly easier and less politically worrisome for the Democrats, like allowing for the TSA funding to go through, but still block Coast Guard and the other measures, that doesn't make sense.
McGuire says one political party is to blame.
Democrats are the ones who yet again have taken a political hostage that is going to hurt the American people. It is not hurting anybody else other than the traveling public right now. It's spring break time. There are families trying to enjoy their lives, spend money, keep our economy moving, and Democrats are saying we're going to make it that much tougher for you to do so.
It's time for March Madness. Duke is the top seed in the men's basketball tourney, and the women's, it is UConn. More details, srnnews.com.